Are you ready to embark on a journey of exploration and unlock the magic of your wonder? There is so much more in the universe than we have been shown. It is time to ask those questions, dissolve those barriers, and embrace your extraordinary life. Here is your fellow explorer in the realm of curiosity and discovery, with almost 20 years of inviting people to embrace the greatness of them, Danielle Carter.
Hello and welcome, everybody. So have you ever wondered if the universe is listening? Or if it is listening, does it only seem to listen to other people and not listen to you? Or if the universe is listening, then how come your life is the way it is? Yeah, me too. And that's what we're exploring today on The Exploration of Wonder with me, your host, Danielle, and I am a fellow explorer. Usually a lot of the stuff that we talk about in the thing is because I went or one of my clients went, hey, I'm curious about this. I went, me too. And to that, if you have any topic that you would like us to explore together, please do drop me a line at hello@danielle.com and say, hey, I've been curious about this and let's explore it together. So today we are exploring how to ask of the universe. Okay. I get that all the time. It's like, I've been talking to the universe. I think I'm not getting what I asked for, so I'm obviously doing it wrong. So how do I actually ask of the universe? And this is going on with like assuming that you're like, yes, I know I can receive from the universe. Because I guess some people don't even think that. They're like, oh, the universe won't give to me. We have weird points of view around that. But so let me cut straight through to that one and be like, the universe wants to give to you. Okay, if you ever had any doubt about that, let me set it to release and relief, whatever that R word is that wants to be used. Let me dispel that. The universe wants to give to you. The universe is a generous, amazing, abundant place that is ready to give you everything that you are asking of it. So what do you ask? And how do you ask it? That's what we're exploring. So how often do we put our hopes and prayers and wishes out there? But then how often do we get what we asked for? Sometimes. And, you know, and sometimes it's like I didn't get what I asked for because I got something greater, right? Like, you know, the Garth Brooks song, Unanswered Prayers. I get that. Sometimes the universe goes, oh, no, because I have something greater. But sometimes it's like I didn't get what I asked for. I didn't get better, I didn't get worse. I just got nothing. What the hell? What's going on, universe, right? Or sometimes we even just get the minimum amount. Anybody else ever done that? Been like, okay, universe, I would like $100,000, and you get $1,000. And you're like, thanks, but $100,000, you missed a few zeros, universe, right? So it's like, I've never done that. Have you? Yeah, but so sometimes we get the minimum amount, okay? So we throw our wishes out there, our hopes, our dreams, our prayers, our questions, our requests, our asks. But then what actions do we take to create them? Okay. And before you get all like, action, no, I just want to receive. Sometimes that action is required is willingness to receive. Okay. And so please don't, when you hear me say, what action are you taking to help this stuff come true or come to fruition, manifest, actualize, whatever you want to use. Please don't just turn me off because I said, what action are you taking? Because a lot of people also go to, when I ask, what action are you taking? What's interesting is what they tend to do into their universe is contract within themselves. Because how many of us have been taught that all action just is about us? It only depends on us. And when we take action, we're alone. And that's one of the things I really find interesting is so many of us go, well, when I take an action, I'm alone. So it's like you cut off receiving from the universe, from other people and all this kind of stuff. And that's where it's like, well, you can rely on nobody but yourself. Oh, sweetie pie. No, you can rely on so many things and still take action. And what's interesting is that action you may be taking, maybe something you're doing, hopefully you're taking action in your life. If not, let's have a conversation. But so you are the one taking the action. But the universe is there walking with you. Your body is there walking with you. A higher power is there walking with you, right? When I was a kid, One of my favorite poems when I was trying to be religious was Footprints in the Sand, right? And if you guys haven't ever heard of that, go look it up. It's pretty awesome. And basically the gist is, like they were walking with God and there was two footprints in the sand. And then, I didn't expect to get emotional. Wow. Childhood, woo, comes up when you least expect it. Anyways, so there's two footprints in the sand. And then when, all of a sudden there's one footprint in the sand. And then the author of the poem was like, "Hey God, why did you leave me?" And the God's like, "Well, no, that's when I carried you." And so I say all this, whether you believe in God, Christ, higher power, your higher self, universe, entities, whatever it is, it's like, you are not alone in this. So even though you may be the one taking the action, you have support. It's not always visible. I mean, yeah, it's great when you have a physical friend there, family member, somebody walking with you, but you always have support. Okay, you always have support when this stuff is going on, when you are taking those actions. So when you take actions, you are not alone, my friend. Okay. Did not expect to go there today, but there you go. So when you take actions, you are not alone. But when you don't take action, because what I see a lot of people doing is they'll ask of the universe something. The universe, I'd like $100,000. And then they sit in their room. They sit in their house and they're like, all right. Waiting for the doorbell to ring. Well, what are you doing, right? What question are you asking? What energy are you changing? And yeah, sometimes are you getting off your butt and doing stuff, right? To receive that $100,000, and let me disclaimer, I am totally, totally open and know it could be possible that you could be sitting there on the couch playing a video game, and the universe delivers somebody to your door, knock, 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 and goes, here's $100,000. And you go, gee, thanks. I do believe in that kind of magic. And until then, let's take those actions, okay? And so the actions we're going to discuss today is how to ask of the universe. Because I get a lot of people get confused about this. They're like, does it have to be significant? Does it have to be long? Does it have to be? And I follow so many different modalities. I've done the request of the universe, so you write it down and then you burn the paper where you chant it, whether you do affirmations. I've done it all, right? And I will use them all depending on which one that works. But what I'm going to share with you today is the basics of the energy of it, because for me, all about the energy, okay? And so for me, you really want to look at those places of like, where's the energy off from receiving, okay? Because one of the things that I really would like to invite you to really look at and be vulnerable with, and remember, when I say vulnerable, it's not that self-bullying that so many people like to do. If you're talking to yourself and you want to end the sentence with something like, dumbass, that's not being vulnerable, that's being a bully. And you're being a bully to yourself, okay? So don't self-bully. That's not the kind of vulnerability I'm talking about. But what's interesting is the universe listens to energy. Your body listens to energy. You listen to energy. The universe listens to energy. And so one of the first things I want you to really look at and be vulnerable with is being energetically congruent with what you're asking, okay? This seems like a very simple topic, but I have created whole workshops on just this, because as I worked with people to create their lives or to create their bodies, what I discovered is that they would ask their body for one thing, like, oh, body, I'd like to lose weight. Excuse me, body, I would like to lose weight. And then energetically, well, sorry, they would say, body, hey, I would like to lose weight. And then they would gain weight. Or no matter how much they didn't eat or how much they exercised or whatever it is, where they were doing the quote-unquote right things, the body didn't change shape. And they're like, Danielle, what's going on? Help me. And I'm like, okay, cool, let's look at this. And so I'm like, okay, so one of the first questions I'd be like, so truth, do you desire to lose weight? And they'd be like, no. Like, oh, okay, well, let's look at that. And there was a number of reasons, right? And I'm not saying 100% across the board, but a high percentage of the time this would come up. And so some of the things was like they would be afraid they would cheat on their spouse, or they would didn't want to get romantic attention from, you know, anybody. Didn't matter the gender, but they're like, I just don't want to be, I don't want to have people make a pass at me. I'm like, okay, well, cool. And there's a number of things, some to lose money, gain money. It was really interesting, the number of reasons that people would have to not actually desire losing weight. For an example, lots of examples out there, but this is one that a lot of people can resonate with. And so it's interesting what goes on with that is we go, okay, I would like to lose weight. We say this verbally, but energetically we're like, don't lose weight because of all these reasons, right? And so the universe, your body, will give you what you're asking for energetically. And so you need to receive and ask of the universe. One of the first things you need to do is really be energetically congruent. And this is the vulnerability that I've hampered on about. Because if you can actually be vulnerable with yourself and go, what do I truly desire? Truth, do I desire to lose weight? And you could, and there is nothing wrong with going, no, I like my body exactly the way it is. Cool. And for whatever reason, right? Great. Go with that. Because what happens with a lot of us is whether it's battling an illness, having an empty bank account, losing weight, being an angry monster, I don't know. But we have these things that society has deemed unattractive or undesirable. There's a better word. We have these things that society has decided is undesirable. An empty bank account, a heavier body, a sick body, being an angry monster, right? And so what do we do? Because we're trying not to be judged, we're trying to fit in, all of this kind of stuff. What do? We go, of course, yes, I want to lose weight. Of course, yes, I don't want to be an angry monster. Of course, I want to have a lot of money in my bank account. Of course. We're never actually asking ourselves. Have you actually asked yourself if that's truly what you desire? Or are you just going with what society has told you is what you should desire? I find that all the time when I'm working with people with a quote unquote illness that should kill them, like a deathly illness, is a lot of, you know, people go, oh my gosh, fight for every moment. And they're like, okay. And then when actually they're like, I was trying to get out of here. I was trying to die. And everything can change in a second. I'm not saying everybody who's created an illness wants to die. Absolutely not. I never make any broad generalization statements like that. But we do have to look at the place where it's like, do I truly desire what I'm asking for? Or am I asking for something that this reality has told me I should desire? Okay. So that's where the vulnerability comes in. But the silver lining to all of this, my friends, is, you know, I love to like turn things 180, turn it on its head, see what's energy underneath. And the energy underneath of saying one thing verbally, asking another thing energetically, and you getting it, what you asked for energetically, the good news is you got what you asked for energetically. And this is one thing I always try to really point out in situations like this, because so many people go, I can't do anything. I can't work with the universe. My body doesn't listen to me. The universe doesn't listen to me. I don't get anything that I ask for. I'm like, well, you may not get the things you're asking for verbally, but have you gotten everything you've asked for energetically? And they're like, oh, yes. Okay, then. You're not as messed up as you think you are. You are actually working with the universe more than you've given yourself credit for. So that's the good side. That's the silver lining of looking at this vulnerability. It's like, truth, do you actually desire what you're verbally asking for? Because the verbal has to match the energy, if you're using verbal words, right? Because sometimes those requests and asks are very energetic, and we don't actually say it that loud or write it or anything like that. But if you are, please make sure the words are matching the energy. And what I mean by that is you're matching the energy. Do you truly desire what you're asking for? Because if you don't, you're going to get what you're actually asking for, even if it's the opposite what you're saying verbally. Okay. Lots more to come. We're going to go to our first commercial break. And what I'm inviting you today is I'm going to show you a couple of the places that I find people really mess themselves up with And I've discovered a lot of this because I've done it dynamically. And I mean, like, dynamically hampered myself, stopped myself, right? I'm insane too. We're all insane to one degree or another. I know that. But I'm going to give you some tips on, like, common misconceptions about communication with the universe. And then we're actually going to go through a step-by-step little process of how to ask of the universe, getting some of these other things out of the way, and then really being present with it and like, okay, let's do it. Let's ask the universe. Let's work with the universe and see what shows up. All right, my friends, you are watching or listening to The Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle Carter. Oh, I'm Danielle Carter. I'm a nationally board certified health and wellness coach, an intuitive empowerment coach, and someone who just loves to laugh with you and cheer you on to living the best life that you possibly can. All right, we are on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is The Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back, everybody, to The Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle. I'm so excited you're here, listening now or in the past or in the present. It's time. What is it? It's a fluid thing. Speaking of fluid things, I would like to invite you to a special program I have starting July 9th. At time of recording, it starts July 9th. If it's into the program, you can still join. But it's called Turning the Molecules, the Quantum Activation. It's a 3-month adventure focusing on your body, on the earth, and on money. I'm very excited. This has become one of my favorite tools to use, this Turning the Molecules. And I've really turned it into a guided meditation where all of us get together and we explore the universe. And we discover the places where we have asked those molecules who are should be in a motion flow state, right? The universe is a fluid thing. And we discover where we've asked these molecules to stop spinning so that we can create that solidification, so we can keep that judgment in place, that problem, that angst, that upset. And so we reach out into the quantum field, that oneness, everything, and just turn those molecules and put the motion back in so that the judgments don't have anything solid to hold on to. And so you can let go of those points of view and those limitations so you can have the body, the earth, and the money that you truly desire. And I'm very excited about this one. It's a weekly thing, and it's fairly cheap. So please do check it out. You can go to danielle.com, danielle.com, and come play with us. It's turning out, I think it's going to be a fantastic program. So it's called Turning the Molecules, the Quantum Activation, and it starts soon. And if you're listening to this later, don't worry, you can jump in and you get all the recordings as well. All right. So today we are exploring how to ask of the universe. And, you know, the first part I was talking to you about the willingness to be energetically congruent, right? The willingness and the vulnerability to really look at this. And one question I hope you guys hear, and I would love for you to really, really start to embody and look at is, do I truly desire what I'm asking for? Or am I asking for what the universe tells me I should be asked, or what this reality tells me that I should be asking for, okay? And what was interesting, so this is my dare. I don't always put a dare into it, but I'm going to put a dare into this too. So I dare you to ask, what do I desire my life to be? Okay, so this is that same, it's like, do you actually desire what you're asking for, or are you just asking for what this reality tells you you should ask for? And so I was having a conversation with a client this morning, and she goes, I don't think I even know ever what I want with my life, because she was looking at a trip, and she's like, I don't know if I want to do this trip, or I think I should do this trip, because that's what I told I should be doing. And then she stopped. She's like, I don't know what my life to look like. She's like, I've been told that I should have this life of travel, and that I should have this life of looking like this and this kind of clothes and shoes. And she's like, I like being home. I'm like, yeah, it's okay. I swear it's okay. And she's like, but everybody's told me my life should look like this. She's like, I don't know what I want my life to look like. I'm like, we don't. Most of us have been told our entire lives, this is what your life should look like. And then we've been told to look at other people and compare, go, okay, their life seems to be working. I'll create a life like that. But none of us have actually been enabled, supported to really go, okay, what do you desire your life to look like? So here's the dare. What do you desire your life to look like? For some of you, that may be the very first time you are ever asking that question. What do I desire my life to look like? Do you want to stay home? Do you want to travel? Do you want jewels? Do you want flowers? You know, it's like, what actually lights you up? What makes you happy? What expands your universe and your makes your universe tingle, right? So I dare you to ask, what do I desire my life to be? Because this is going to help with asking of the universe. Because when you have that clarity of what you desire your life to be, then when you ask a question of the universe, you'll actually get you'll get it, right? Because you're actually asking congruently, okay? So in this, flowing into this, one of the other things I see people doing all the time is don't buy into other people's realities, okay? We do this all the time. And I don't just mean with these big things of like, holy crap, you know, it's the place where we're like, oh yeah, like, well, I think my life should be this way, blah, 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 blah. It's more than that. It's also the place where even momentarily we buy into other people's realities. And the example I have for that is I have another client who's job hunting. And she will read some posts on things like Glassdoor, right? Glassdoor or Indeed or all those kind of places where you're supposed to be like, hey, you know what? I'm supposed to be job hunting. I'm going to all these places. Well, what's interesting is she tells me, she's like, oh my gosh, I'm getting so depressed with job hunting and I don't know what to do. I'm like, well, tell me how are you job hunting? And she's like, oh, I do this. I look at all these jobs and I apply. And then I read the message boards. I'm like, okay. And she's like, and in the message boards, she's like, everybody's talking about ageism or about how they're not getting clients they're not getting job interviews. Or even if it's not ageism, they're like, oh my gosh, nobody's hiring. I've been out of work for a year. So she starts to freak out. This is when she starts getting depressed. And so it's not just like, not buying into people's realities is not just like, oh yes, the big things of like, what do I want my life to look like? But it's like, if you're going well, if things are going, if you're feeling good, and then you do something like read a job board and then suddenly get really, really, really depressed, it didn't belong to you, okay? You can be aware of this stuff and not buy it at yours. And I think that's really one of the big keys about this is so many people go, oh, well, if they think their universe turned, and they think that they can't be aware of things. And so they just have to exclude it all, because once they exclude it all, then they won't be depressed. It's like, no, you still need to be aware. You still need to be see what's going on. And I told somebody about this with me the other day about, I live in the U.S. The U.S. is nuts. The whole world is kind of nuts, okay? The whole world is kind of weird right now. And so they asked me, they're like, oh, do you know the da-da-da happened? I'm like, I do. I'm aware of it, but I'm not drowning in it. So don't buy other people's realities when you're like, oh, well then, oh, if I instantly read this and I get depressed, it must be my depression. Actually, it's really not, okay? Because if you were feeling good before and it took a 180 turn like that, it took a sharp right turn, it's not yours, okay? And then one of the other things I would really like to invite you to start looking at is, you don't have to be a nerd like me, but quantum physics, okay? Quantum physics, because what I mean by this, and this is the only thing you have to know, don't worry. You don't have to know much about it. I don't want to overwhelm you. But basically, every time you ask a question, every time you have a thought, every possibility is out there, and it brings in a, every possibility is, sorry, let me say this. Sometimes I get so much information, it's not working to say it all. All right. With quantum physics, what it says is for every choice you can make, somewhere you do make it. So basically what this is saying is every outcome to every question you ask of the universe is out there waiting to be fed, waiting to bring it into existence. So this is something I want you to start looking at, is what are you bringing into existence? Are you bringing in shit into existence, or are you bringing in excitement into existence, like what you're asking for? Okay, because every particle out there existing simultaneously in multi dimensions, don't worry about it. But you can, so it's like if you're asking a question, oh, what would it take to have $100,000? You start imagining the future where you do get that, and you start imagining the future where you don't get that. Well, in quantum physics, it states that's not just imagining, it's actually you connecting with the universe, oneness, consciousness, and you're bringing that future into existence by your intention into it, okay? And so why I say all this is to not scare you, not freak you out, but help you to be really mindful and really present when you're asking these questions. Even when you're not asking these questions, because I'll see people do this too, I've done it myself, where you imagine worst case scenarios. Anybody else ever done that? Yeah, it's a lot of fun, right? You imagine worst case scenarios. And guess what you're calling into existence? Worst case scenarios. Even if it's something random, like, oh my gosh, I bet they're having, you know, like, I'm friends with two people, so we're a threesome. I bet those two are having fun without me. I feel so left out. And then you start imagining things of like them talking to you, each other, and not you. And you start to call that into existence, right? You start to call into existence those places where negativity is one of the main things in your life, instead of the happy, abundant life that you're actually asking for. Okay. So hope that didn't freak you out too much, but I really just wanted you to look at the place of where you're like, okay, so when I ask these questions, do I immediately go to, and it's never going to happen? Well, then you're right. It's never going to happen. But so when you ask these questions, when you look at this of the universe, do you then go, okay, cool. Yeah, that could possibly happen. Okay. Yeah. Then you're calling into existence those particles, those elements, that future. All right. So for me, that's one of the keys with this whole asking of the universe, is co-creating with the universe for the future possibility of what you're asking for, instead of calling into existence the not getting what you are asking for. All right, that may be confusing. Sorry. We're going to explore this a little bit more when we come back from our commercial break. But just as a reminder, if you have any topic that you would love to know more about or you're curious about, please drop a line to hello@danielle.com and let's explore it together. All right, my friends, you are watching or listening to The Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle, and we're on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back, my friends, to the Exploration of Wonder. I am so glad you're here with me on whether you're listening in the past, the present, or the future. I mean, you gotta love replays, right? This is what we're all about. All right, so today we are exploring how to ask of the universe. All right, because I get it. We ask one thing, we get the opposite, or we think the universe doesn't have our back, but it does. It desires to give to us everything we are actually asking. So how do we ask it? Well, like I said, just a quick recap before we get into the actual how-to. Be energetically congruent, okay? And then don't buy into other people's realities. And then when you are asking of the universe, are you only imagining negative outcomes, or are you able to perceive and receive those positive outcomes of you actually getting what you're desiring as well? Okay. So please look at that as we go into this. So how do you ask, right? You're like, okay, I'm congruent. I know what I want. I know what kind of life I want. Here we go. Number one, get present. What do you mean, Danielle? Aren't I present? I'm listening. What I mean is take a moment and be uber present in your life. For me, I like to put my hand on my chest, close my eyes, and just drop my barriers and check in with the energy, say hi to my body, hi to my universe, and be like, ah, okay, okay. And in that stillness, that quietness, which trust me, it's not stillness. I think that's a little bit of a misconception because our universe is in motion and flow constantly, okay? But it is, we're in a very fast-paced go, 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 go society. And so when the universe is trying to tell us things, it's like, I don't have time for that, okay? So you're actually, one of the first things you want to do is be present. Just get present. Allow the universe, your body, and you to really have a moment of like, hi, we're all in here together, okay? And by the way, P.S., it's a great self-care tip. It is an absolutely great self-care tip of being taken that moment and being present so that you can actually create something that you desire. All right. So the next thing is get clear what you truly desire to ask for. Okay. Because what's interesting is that is a fluid thing. So yes, I say get clear before of, you know, what you'd like your life to be. But what's interesting is how often you've seen, like, you get present with that moment and then you're like, actually, I think something's different, because our universes are constantly shifting and changing. And so just kind of check in with yourself again. Okay, is this truly what I'm about to ask for, what I truly desire? Okay, so cool. I get a yes. Yay! Okay, so then you're going to go ahead and ask for it. Then number three, connect to the universe. How do you do that? Do it however you want to do it. For me, I usually lower barriers and I say hi to guides. I just kind of check in with myself and say, hi, universe. I literally will sit there and go, hi. And that's my way of connecting, right? But calling guides, higher self, whatever calls to you, God, Christ, whatever it is, just connect to the universe. I also like to connect to the oneness in the quantum realm. And you do that just by asking for it. Basically, you're like, you know, you close your eyes, you're present, and you're like, hi. And you just allow your awareness to connect to that energy that flows in and all around us, the quantum realm, the quantum field, the oneness, consciousness, whatever you want to call it. Be present with that, okay? So connect to the universe, guides, higher self, consciousness, God, whatever it is, connect to your universe. Connect to the universe, right? And then ask for you what you desire. This is the moment you're like, okay, I've connected, I'm present, I'm going to ask. And then perceive the congruency with it. Perceive that moment of like, yes, this is true, something I truly desire. And here's the thing, it doesn't always have to be like for something, like tangible. Sometimes it can be asking for clarity. And if you're asking for clarity, my friends, you have to be willing to receive what that is, okay? Because I've asked for clarity on some things, and I've been like, oh, crap, I maybe didn't want to know that. Okay, but I always want to know it. But sometimes that truth is uncomfortable, so you have to be willing for that, okay? So number four, ask for your desire. This is what I'm actually desiring. And then clear any doubts or hesitations that comes up. This is an important step. Please don't ignore it. The second you ask your question, universe, consciousness, please, $100,000. And if you feel any tightness, you feel any contraction, you could turn the molecules like I was talking about in my program earlier, or you could sage it. You could, there's so many different tools out there of how to move and shift energy. So pick your favorite one and whichever one works for the time, because it could be something different each time. And then clear any doubts or hesitations, any contractions, any tightness, because you have fear, you have anxiety, anything like that. It's like, oh my gosh, I need the $100,000. Clear that. Clear that. Because when you're contracting like that, you're actually contracting away from possibilities instead of expanding out into the possibilities. Okay. So ask your desire, clear any doubts or hesitations that come up. Because if you ask your questions and you contract, clear until you expand back out. And then once you expand back out, once you have that like, oh, I want you to feel and perceive what your future will be like with that in your universe already. Okay. You become familiar with it so you don't reject it. Okay. It's two things. Feel and perceive what your future would be like to be, sorry, perceive and feel what your future would be like with that in your universe already being there. And this is where I'll harken back into that quantum physics thing. Are you imagining negative outcomes and bringing that into existence? Or are you imagining the happy, positive outcomes and bringing that into existence? And so when you feel and perceive what your universe will feel like with that already occurring, you are calling into that existence, that thing where you've already created it, where you have it, where you're like, ah. So you're allowing the universe to contribute to that future that you're envisioning, and the universe is going, oh, I see clearly this is what you desire. Okay, cool. Let's create that. Okay. So you're calling those particles into existence. And then the other part of this that I just said is you become familiar with so you don't reject it. We are trained, we are hardwired, my friend, to reject anything that is unfamiliar. Okay? There is so much that we go, oh, I don't know what that is, like stranger danger, which, disclaimer, if some strange man or woman walks up to you and says, hey, little girl, boy, would you like some candy? Run. Okay. Stranger danger? Yes. But the problem is we also do that with energy. We're like, I don't know what that energy is. I have to get rid of it. You know, like the client I was talking to earlier today when she was asking about what she wanted her life to be like. She didn't know what she wanted her life to be like. She said, somewhere I've bought into that if it's uncomfortable, I have to dive into it. Instead of looking at it and like, okay, I'm uncomfortable. What's really going on here? And so with this, when you feel and perceive your future that you would like, that you're asking the universe for, of what your universe would be like when it's like that, when you have it, you become familiar so you don't reject it, meaning it doesn't have that unfamiliarity. So we go, I don't know what that is. I'm going to leave it alone. You go, oh, hello, old friend. You're going to help me get the $100,000. You're going to have this, right? So you become familiar with it. You'll receive it. You'll actually accept it. You won't reject it. Okay. And then the next thing I'd love to do is let it infuse your body, your being, and your universe. Okay. So you're feeling and perceiving what that energy, sorry, what the future is with that already created in your universe. And you feel that energy. You perceive it. And you let it infuse your body and your being and your universe. And this is another one of those ways where you won't reject it, because it's literally known to every cell of your body and your life and your being and your universe. Let it infuse your universe until you're tingling, right? Just let it be like, ah, bathe in it. So you're like, ah, yes, this is what my universe is like when I have $100,000 sitting in the bank. Ah, yes. And just let it infuse your body, your being, and your universe. All right. Because again, you're making it a familiar memory. Yes, I said memory, even though it hasn't happened yet. You're making it a familiar memory. Okay. And then one of the last things I'm going to ask you to do with this is pull that energy that you're perceiving to and through your universe. Because what I find a lot of us do is when we're asking for things, what we do is we put it in the future. And I mean, like if there was a timeline, which I know time doesn't exist, but we always put it away from us. Have you ever noticed that? Really look at that for a minute. How many times have we asked for something and then we put the receiving out there? Wherever it is, doesn't have to be a specific set amount of time, but how often do it's like, okay, I would like $100,000, and then we go and I'll receive it there, and we put it out far ahead of us. Well, what I'm inviting you to do is, now that you have the energy, what it feels like to have that $100,000 in your bank account, receive it, be comfortable with it, woo woo woo, you truly desire it, pull that energy to and through your body. So what that does in essence, is it moves that out there where you're placing your receiving of that request more close to you. Because I get it. I mean, there's some confusion in this because people are like, okay, but you're asking for $100,000. Did it magically manifest in your bank account? Not yet, but I'm open to the possibility. But how far out are you asking for receiving that request? The request that you're asking of the universe, how far out there are you putting to receive that? So when you're pulling that energy to and through, you're also pulling that quote-unquote loose timeline of when you think you'll receive it closer to you as well, okay? So you can manifest it faster, because I don't know about you, but anybody else who's asking for $100,000 would love it a little bit faster. Yeah, me too. So let's do that. So the last thing is to pull that, I lied, it's not the last thing, but to pull the energy to and through you, okay? Your body or universe. And then really the last thing, my friends, that I'm going to ask you to do with this is not separate from these energies. Because what a lot of us do is we have this moment, we close our eyes, we connect to the universe, we ask of this, we get clear, we do everything that I've listed. And then we open our eyes and go, poof, all that energy just kind of dissipates. It kind of goes away. Because we think we can only be that, have that, or choose that when our eyes are closed. I don't know, there's a multitude of reasons why we do this, but I see people do this all the time, like, because I'll lead people through guided meditations, like turning the molecules or a number of stuff in classes, and they have this lovely energy. And then the second they open their eyes, they're like, and the magic's gone. Now I'm back to reality. You are not back to reality when this reality, my friends, when you open your eyes. You have just as much magic and capacity when your eyes are closed as you do when your eyes are open as you do when your eyes are closed. Let me say that again. You have just as much magic and possibility when your eyes are open as you do when your eyes are closed. So one of the things, the last one I really invite you to do is you've done this amazing, gotten present, get clear, ask the universe, connect with it, create it, imagine it, pull it to you. Keep it. Open your eyes and keep it. If you open your eyes and you don't feel it, you don't perceive it, you don't think like, oh, this is still possible, close your eyes again, get that energy, allow it to be in your universe and open your eyes again so that you're still connected to it. So you're not just like brushing it away like a cobweb or some fanciful thing. These are the actions I'm talking about, my friends, with creating your life. And please, this is an important step, is being present with that so that when you open your eyes and you walk through the world of your life, you have that magic with you, because it is anyways, but you have to acknowledge it and perceive it within, okay? All right, we are going to take our last break. When we come back, we are going to, as my good friend Dolores says, summarize a little bit. But if you are enjoying the show, please consider going to like iTunes or something like that and giving me a 5-star rating. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast and search for The Exploration of Wonder. And like it, subscribe, share. I would really appreciate it, because it seems like a little thing, but it's actually huge, especially for a growing podcast like myself. And in this way, you help people to get the information that they are requiring. All right, my friends, you are watching or listening to The Exploration of Wonder on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on The Exploration of Wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility. This is The Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back to The Exploration of Wonder, my friends. I am your host and fellow explorer, Danielle, and I am so excited to be playing with you. And I would love to invite you to a program I'm doing. It's called the Turning the Molecules, the Quantum Activation. It's basically a tool where we go into your universe, all universes, and see those solid places where we are putting up barriers or walls to receiving from the universe, and we hampen the flow of our universe and what we're able to, the magic that we can be. And so we go into our universes and find these places and turn the molecules to get that motion and flow back into our universe. And I've really turned it into a guided meditation, and it's fun. It is so much fun. I've heard so much good feedback about it, and I've been doing over 2 years now, and it's amazing. And so the new program coming up, it's a 3-month program, and the first month is all about the body. communicating with, creating it, all that kind of fun stuff. Second is about the earth. And that one, I can't wait. I can't wait for a full month on clearing judgments and projections of the earth and to really being able to work with the earth. And some of the topics that are kind of fun that surprised me that came out was the first one, communicating with, creating with, like, but the fun one is the earth's place in the universe. What? Yeah, I mean, the earth has a place in the universe. What can we contribute to the earth with that, right? And then the third month is all about money, 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 right? How many of you would like more money in your life? Yeah. Okay. So that's the 4 weeks on that. So please do check it out. You can go to danielle.com and learn more about it. It's Turn the Molecules, the Quantum Activation. All right. So today we've been talking about how to ask of the universe. All right. And I please do hope you'll listen to this one again, because it's a really interesting thing that comes up. First, be energetically congruent, which requires you to be vulnerable with yourself and say, hey, yeah, I actually do desire this. And this is where I'm going to ask you, just to remind you, my little dare for you is ask, what do I desire my life to be? Because so many people, so many of us have not been taught to actually ask those questions. We've been taught to mimic or duplicate somebody else. So the dare, what do you desire your life to be? Okay. And in that, it's actually going to help you be energetically congruent, so that when you ask the universe, you actually desire what you're asking for, then you'll actually get it. Okay. Don't buy into other people's realities. And then every response that you can have to your request is out there. Which one are you going to bring energy, contribute energy into bringing to existence? Okay. And then really quick, the steps: one, get present. Two, get clear, check in again if you truly desire what you're asking for. Three, connect to the universe, call in your guides, higher self, whatever calls to you. Number four, ask. This is where you ask for it, right? Five, clear any doubts or hesitations that comes up. Six, feel and perceive what your future will be like with that already in your universe. This is where you are calling into existence that positive outcome that you desire. And then seven, let it infuse your body and your being in your universe. Eight, pull that energy to and through you so that it's closer, so that we're not putting it far out into our future, but we're putting it immediately into our future. And then nine, when you open your eyes, perceive that magic is still with you, that flow, that connection with the universe, because just because your eyes are open doesn't mean you've disconnected from the universe. And I see a lot of us do that, because we're like, oh, I'm checked back into this reality. Nope, you are not, my friends. You're still very much connected to this amazing, beautiful world, universe, oneness, consciousness out there. And this is the time where it's like, just because your eyes are open doesn't mean you're not magical, okay? So please listen to again. There's a lot of information in this. And next week, here's a tease for you. You guys are going to love this. Topic for next week is, maybe you are the one you are waiting for. What do I mean? Well, I hope you turn in next week to discover it. But basically, it's like, how many of us are waiting for somebody else to save us? How many of us to show us what to do, how to be, or who to duplicate? How many of us are waiting for permission from somebody else of like, I know I'm an okay person when you think I'm an okay person? Well, what if all of that is the biggest lies? What if you are the one that you've been waiting for? So we're going to explore that next week. I'm very excited. I actually got it from a song, and it's like, and it said, maybe you're the one you're waiting for. I'm like, yeah, I am. I've been waiting all this time for me, and I've been right here. So we're going to explore that next week. Maybe you are the one that you are waiting for. All right, my friends, hope you enjoyed this. If you have a topic you would like to explore with us, please drop me a line at hello@danielle.com. I would love to know what you would love to know more about. All right, my friends, have a fun week, a magic week, emotion and flow week, and be back next week, because guess what? I will be. So go, my friends, and be your magical, beautiful, fantastic self. See you then. Bye.
Thank you for exploring with us today.
Danielle returns Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Mountain, 1 p.m. Pacific. Until then, be curious, be wonder, and explore the magical universe around you.